For this Wednesday, January 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. There is a man that is in jail after police say he stole items from an apartment while people were moving out. William Andrews is facing charges of burglary, possession of stolen property, theft, and criminal trespass. A Mount Vernon woman says she and her husband were moving out of their apartment. When they went back for their items, she says many of their belongings had been taken. The woman says other than her husband, only apartment maintenance had access to the apartment. According to police, Andrews was hired as maintenance by a temp agency. Andrews was booked into the Posey County Jail. Family Matters of Posey County posted on Facebook that coming up later this month and also in early February, there will be a chance for the community to learn new recipes and make the most out of your trips to the grocery store. Purdue Extension will be teaching 4 classes at Family Matters. They will take place from noon until 1 p.m. on January 24th and 31st and also February 7th and 14th at the Family Matters office. This is open to anyone, but space is limited. You can register now. For more information, call 812-838-6875. We have also shared a post on our Facebook page at Posey County Radio with more details. The Ascension St. Vincent Mobile Dental Clinic will be on site at Mount Vernon Junior and Senior High School Thursday, January 18th. We have shared a post on our Facebook page at Posey County Radio where you can complete your application and consent by scanning the QR code to receive a call or email to schedule an appointment. Just a heads up for high school students looking for a summer job, as Red Cross lifeguarding classes will start next month. You must be at least 15 years of age, and classes start on Wednesday, February 21st. Classes will be held at the Mount Vernon Junior High School pool. In addition to completing those classes, you must complete approximately 5 to 6 hours of online work. The cost for the classes is $135, and checks are payable to Mount Vernon High School. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page at Posey County Radio and see the shared post that has contact information and a list of the dates for the classes. Switching to some sports news, in local high school girls basketball last night, Mount Vernon lost at Gibson Southern 78-20. The Wildcats drop a 2-14 on the season. For men's college basketball, number 1 Purdue cruised past Maryland on the road 67-53. Zach Edey had 23 points and 12 rebounds as the Boilermakers run their record to 13-1. The 9th-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini men's basketball team waxed Northwestern at home 96-66. Marcus Damask poured in 32 points for the Fighting Illini as they improved to 11-2. Coming up this evening in local college action, Evansville men's basketball travels to Indiana State for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Purple Aces are 10-3 on the year and 1-1 in the conference, while the Sycamores sit at 11-2 and a perfect 2-0 in Valley play. The Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball team is on the road this evening as well at Nebraska. Their game tips off at 8 o'clock. The Hoosiers are 10-3 on the season and 2-0 in the Big Ten. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers return home to square off against the Milwaukee Bucks. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. Tonight starts a 5-game homestand for the Pacers, who are also looking to win their 5th straight game. Indiana is 18-14 on the year. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, January 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.